Question one, what keeps me? I'm a Black woman. There is no easier place to be.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. There is no more comfortable place to go. Right. Black women in corporate America face discomfort every single day and correspondingly less power to actually do something about it.
Yeah.
Which is an even more, I would say, depressing position to be in.
Yeah.
When you are there because you recognize that if you don't go, if you don't find a solution, then all of these problems will continue to exist that you live with every single day. And there are so many of them, right? There are so many of them, whether it's, you know, inequitable education or gun violence and trauma-informed care, you know, housing and economic injustice, all of those issues, they are going to continue to exist. And because of your identity, because of your race, your gender, your background, your socioeconomic status, your demographic, you know, your geographic home location, right? You are going to still experience it. You're still going to have to live through it. Now, the question is would you rather live through it with no hope of gaining control or power? Or would you rather live through it with the hope that you're building, you know, something that will be able to take it on? You're playing that long game, right? I see this as a relay. And I also see this as simultaneously, we are building capacity every single election cycle, right? So I'm a space holder. I'm keeping a seat warm,